bit the question of our relationship to Krishna. You said that the human form of life was created by the Lord as a special, let me say, instrument for doing this one thing, that is to develop our relationship to Krishna, which will be a loving relationship. Now, we were also addressing the question of love to Krishna. We reflected a little bit on the old Buddhistic story where the queen said to the king, "Don't take it personally. I have detected something that I don't have so much love in the king." And he said that actually in this world everyone is born a little bit into this egocentric or selfish concept of love. But we introduced a little transcendental logic that really, ultimately, the love for ourselves can be reduced to love of God. We can only love ourselves because there is a soul, and the soul is lovable only because it is part and parcel of Krishna. And I want to now go with you into a highly interesting little exercise. I want to show you a little bit of the life of Saint Francis of Assisi show to you an individual who was searching very much for his relationship with God. Let me tell you a little bit the story. Saint Francis of Assisi was a son of a very rich merchant. One day he threw a party for all the young men of Assisi, where they were drinking and associating with women whose love could be bought. And late in the night they were just running through the streets making nonsense, and all of a sudden one asked them, "Where is Francis?" They looked around and they saw Francis on the road, moved by some divine movement. Light was around him, and he just had his hands in like this, looking up to the sky and praying, "My Lord." He all of a sudden saw that he was in the wrong movie, so to say, in material life, so to say, and wanted to go out of it. That night, he prayed the whole night, "Mio Dio, my God, my God," and then started next morning the San Franciscan Brotherhood. He was all alone, he repaired a church, and he took monks in this new order, who were ready to live in absolute without possession, poverty, thank you. They were trying to be very close to the Lord, and after some time, his monks couldn't live without what is called an order. They needed a religious institution which told them exactly do this, do that. And Francis was very much disturbed because he had only one order: love God. Not all these different details and so on and so forth. But the monks were pressuring him, "Give us an institution, give us an institution with clear guidelines," and so on. And this was very difficult for him. And we will now see his most difficult time, how he is praying to the Lord to get an answer from him and to get an inspiration from him directly. When you see this movie, please do not cry immediately. You can cry, but ask yourself the question, How are you when you are looking for an answer of God? After all, we are discussing my relationship to Krishna, and sometimes I think we all need answers. Now, this is a very difficult time. Shortly, the altar opens in one moment. We will all look on the TV. In the back, you might like to stand up to view better. It is again a movie which will be in the sweet German language, and I will have to translate it for you. It starts with the Franciscanian monks sitting on the mountain and discussing about this difficult time of St. Francis, where he needed an answer of the Lord and where he left everyone to go and look for this answer.
Can you be this Venice? Hare
Krishna, please take your seats again. This was a movie about Saint Francis of Assisi, who had a relationship to the Lord and who called upon him for an answer, and he got an answer according to the language he was accustomed to, that is a purely Christian language. You know, Christian saints who get these stigmata, yes, they take this as a blessing of the Lord, who somehow entered them and shares with them his own activity. I would like to ask you a little bit what you think about it. What are your thoughts when you see this video? I'm sorry? God didn't really speak to him. Determination. He was very determined.
We can get association with Krishna so much more easily through the chanting this
morning. We can get Krishna's association so much easier by chanting his holy name. I'm very glad that you said that.
I'm amazed at his determination in thinking in terms of how now I when I call out, how determined am I, and I see a lot of difference even though I might be chanting his names. What am I doing when I'm chanting his names? What am I wanting? What am I desiring?
When I see this, and I compare his determination to mine when I chant and call out the names, I see, this is a very polite and gentlemanly way of saying it, a wealth of difference. And I'm asking myself how to improve.
I think
God spoke to him.
He was ready to undergo so much suffering just that he can realize something about what God speaks to him.
He was ready to undergo so much suffering so that God would speak to him. It was a good lesson for me in my own practice of Krishna consciousness, that when he called out for God, there was so much desperation and so on. Once when I showed this video in Switzerland as part of a 3 days intensive seminar with all kinds of people, one person said, I'm fearing that it won't be always totally smooth sailing before I go back home. But I must also say that one of your comments is totally right. The Christian philosophy or theology is so much intermixed with suffering that we have to suffer to get the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Vedic Dharma, we hear a lot of utsahan, enthusiasm, that this is necessary. And we hear of dridha vrata, great determination. But we don't hear so much that we have to, especially on the path of bhakti, that we have to torture ourselves and suffer great physical pains. At the same time, determination and enthusiasm is quite important. We have a prayer for you here, which will appear now on the TV for good reasons. Yes, or there that everyone can see. Let us chant it. It is here in the Sanskrit. It is from Queen Kunti, which teaches us a little.
Oh, it would be better seen it.
Better there? All right. Wonderful. You are a great artist. You have brought the Himalayan mountains. Let us please repeat after me. Vai me nanya vishaya.
Vai me nanya vishaya.
Matir madhupate sakre.
Matir madhupate sakre.
Ratim udvahatat adha.
Ratim udvahatat adha.
Gange vogam mudanvati.
Gange vogam mudanvati.
The translation we will hear from our very nice reader, please read.
Our Lord of Madhut, as the Ganges forever flows, it flows to the sea, without hindrance let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you, without being diverted to anyone else.
Yes. Please let us chant this Vaishnava prayer, which is a prayer of please speak to me, or a prayer for connection with the Lord, which is a very equivalent. Let us say it together. O Lord of Madhu,
O Lord of Madhu,
as the Ganges forever flows,
as the Ganges forever flows,
to the sea,
to the sea,
without hindrance,
without hindrance,
let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you,
be constantly drawn unto you,
without being diverted to anyone else,
without being diverted to anyone else.
Yes, longing to come into our relationship with Krishna is very, very important. My dear devotees, we will now do a little exercise where we can churn up the subject matter of our relationship to Krishna and what we feel for him a little bit. You have yesterday done an exercise where one of you became the reporter of the other person. I now want to encourage you, if possible, to meet the same person again. This time, the reporter becomes the interviewee. What is the interviewee?
Interviewer.
Yeah, the person who is interviewed.
Interviewee.
Yeah, and the person who was interviewed yesterday becomes the reporter now. If you can't find the because some of our devotees have other things to do, if you can't find the person with whom you were yesterday, then find another one. The question, I think the process is clear to you. We have 3 minutes of discussing the subject, how we feel about it, and then the reporter will try to get as a lot of answers from the other person. Yes. the question which we have not revealed yesterday, but which we will reveal today, is here. Everyone is silent. What kind of relationship do you have with Krishna at the present moment? Listen what I mean. What kind of relationship do you have with Krishna at the present moment? That means, what do you feel for him? Is it something like a friendship? Or is it more the certainty that Krishna is there and observes you? Krishna is here, yes, and he sees me. Or do you feel a friendship? Or is it more that, oh, Krishna controls everything? Do you have the feeling to be accepted by Krishna? Or do you have the feeling you are not good enough? You are only a Pandava Sena from Gujarat. And whatever you do, you are a new devotee, you do everything wrong, you eat with the left hand, right hand, you are cleaning your ear, and so on and so forth. Do you have the feeling that maybe he has left you alone? Right, please talk a little for 3 minutes and then get into serious work. The reporter has to see that the person he interviews is right online. And then we will hear something. Try to make short notes. So, we have 10 minutes altogether. Please begin. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Maybe we have some reporters telling us what they have written down. You were only for 3 minutes. It's a little private. In other words, you're a little shy. No, you had yesterday.
But he's the one
there. You have a lot of. Yes.
I was reporting to Pradeep, and Pradeep has quite a close relationship with Krishna, and he, at the present moment, he's feeling Krishna watching over him, and everything. And he's a private relationship with Krishna, and he's feeling that he's, Krishna is in charge of our cosmos, and he's feeling this at the moment. Mm-hmm.
Krishna is.
I was quite impressed by Brigitte's relationship with Krishna himself.
What would you say? He's like not a friend in a sense, because whenever he's in trouble, he comes and helps him. Yeah? And at the same time, he's like, he's everything. And he's very vibrant in the sense that whenever he's upset, he calls out his name, he feels happy. That's his love, son. Very vibrant. He feels the energy in that sense. And whatever he's doing is pretty. He goes to him and blesses him and leaves it to him if he's going to happen, it's going to happen. So he's got a very close connection in that sense.
Wonderful. Feeling that Krishna loves me, he gives me protection, and he shows me the way. You're very shy. And I think it is very good to be a little shy, because this is very personal and so on. And I want to now help you a little bit in the remaining part of our seminar to see Krishna in different manifestations and to start your relationship there. The Bhagavatam, in the second chapter, second canto, gives us different manifestations of Krishna. And it talks about the first step in God realization. When you want to make your relationship to someone, you need to take the first step. For instance, when you see someone, an attractive young lady, you make a first step. You ring at the door, clink clink, and say, I picked a few roses for you. Some first step needs to be taken, or a letter needs to be written where you express yourself, or you send your girlfriend to this attractive young madanga player. Your madanga playing is better than the devata's madanga playing. It has won my sense of rhythm, and so on. So the first step to make a relationship with Krishna is to actually see him in our immediate environment. The Bhagavatam gives a very nice understanding of Lord Krishna's Vishvarupa, where we are encouraged to see the rivers, the rivers as the veins of the Lord. When we see a mountain, we see it as the bones of the Lord. When we look into the sky and the clouds, we see the hair of the Lord. When we see anything, even the beautiful smile of a beautiful girl, we see this is the illusory potency of the Lord, because she will be old after some time. you follow. A devotee learns to see the Lord everywhere. I still remember how Srila Prabhupada gave a class in Stockholm where many drunkards were in attendance. And Srila Prabhupada saw that maybe one-fifth of his audience was drunkard. So he said, even if you are a drunkard, everyone, even if you are a drunkard, you can still meditate about Krishna. That the beautiful taste in the wine, that is Krishna. So the drunkard said, meditation. I remember another time when the devotees were traveling through South India and felt very exhausted from the heat. Prabhupada went with them to Vishakhapatnam in an ashram which was about 20 minutes or 10 minutes walk from the coast. And he told his devotees to every day take a bath in the ocean. One day, one disturbed brahmachari came to him to report his sense of disturbance. Prabhupada, every day we are in this ocean, so nice waves, the palms are there, palm trees, the coconuts, and so on. Prabhupada, isn't it Maya we enjoy so much? Prabhupada said, the sun is Krishna's eye. The ocean is Krishna's belly. The palm tree are Krishna's hair on his body. Where is Maya? This is the first step in God realization, to meditate about the Lord as he surrounds you. Sometimes I feel that we Hare Krishna people do not take the first step. We always want the highest. We would be happy if Krishna appears and speaks to us directly in grand style. But we do not do the first step and sometimes get nothing or very little. Hari Bol. This is a private opinion. It is very good if you go out here in Inishrath, you have the possibility you are surrounded by nature, you are engulfed by fresh air. Think of Krishna in his Vishvarupa, his universal form. Often Srila Prabhupada was asked, can you see God? And he said, how can anyone not see God? When I drink water, the beautiful taste in the water, that is Krishna. I heard him so often talk like this, and it means this. Once a monk who was on pilgrimage arrived in the town of atheists. Atheists taunted him, where is your God? There is no God. Show me God. Why are you so in illusion? And the monk said, I will speak about it, but I'm very thirsty. Can you please first give me a glass of milk? So they delivered a glass of milk. The monk looked at the glass. What are you looking? What are you investigating? It's good milk, said the farmer. And the monk said, I have heard that there is butter in the milk, but I don't see the butter. No, said the farmer. It is there. It is somehow distributed in the milk. And by a certain process of
churning,
you can get the milk butter. It is there. Then you can see. Like this, you can see. I said the right. This is my point. Krishna is everywhere, but only by a certain process you can see him. Chant Hare Krishna. Very good point. The 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, for those of you who like to read and learn, gives you many nice meditations about Krishna as he is present everywhere in the world. It's called The Opulences of the Supreme. Please do read this, because it will help you a little bit to do the first step in God consciousness. The second step is that you, this gets now a little interesting, otherwise hopefully also interesting, that you understand the Krishna's presence as the super soul everywhere. He's there on the cosmic level by saying, I enter into every planet, and by my energy I hold the planets afloat. But he is there also on an individual level. He enters into our hearts, and from him come remembrance, knowledge, and also forgetfulness. Do you sometimes notice him on an individual level? You, for instance, see a person and you say, what is your name again? What is your name again? Don't say it. Bhakta Tom! it comes. The Lord, in other words, is very much with us in the form of remembrance. He's also with us in the form of intuition. You may sit there, try to write a letter, and all of a sudden, oh yes. And you start to write and write, and you can so many nice and valuable thoughts come out. And Krishna, as the super soul, is very much there. And I want to tell you my nicest story on the super soul, which I will take straight from Dostoevsky. Once there was a monk. An officer in the Russian army who somehow took part in a ball dance of a count. Count? Did he say count? Yes. And when he saw the fiancé of the count, he developed great desires of being together with him, with her. And so the only way he could obtain the hand of this fiancé was if he would kill the count. And he said many ugly things about him. You are worse than even the four-legged devourer of garbage, the pig. And so on. And the count was very, very agitated. It's a true story. He was very, very agitated. And he then said, enough is enough. I challenge you for a duel. This is European Russian society. If the two men were totally at loggerheads with each other, they would challenge themselves for a duel. So the officer said this was just what he wanted. Place in the forest. So the morning with very much agitated, he went up from bed, he washed himself, and he went into these big boots. Not Wellington boots, but leather boots. But they were unclean. So he went to his subordinate servant and said, why didn't you clean the boots? And he took his whip out. The subordinate couldn't even move the hands because it was forbidden to revolt against your master in Russian society. Said, but I didn't know that you wanted, you only asked once a week to clean your boots. And this is the middle of the week. It's a very important day. Today I will die or I will get the hands of Countess so-and-so. He was leaving this poor servant who was so loyal to him until his blood was flowing from his face. Don't worry, so have a nice time. So then he went into the forest, and there was already the pale-faced intellectual count who was thinking, oh, was it so clever that I agreed to come to this duel. So the conditions were made, because the offenses which they spoke were so much, they both wanted blood, and they decided to only take 15 steps from each other. That means 30 meters. That's a distance where you can hurt anyone. So then they were throwing the dice, and the first shot went to the count, and the second shot, of course, to the officer. So the officer was thinking, oh no, I got the second shot only. What if he hit me on the first? Making himself as slim as possible. It just bent next to his ear. I'm not pointing any one of you. I can point at the video, no, because someone will look at the video. I will point just next to the video. And the officer was absolutely sure that he could just, aim the bullet in his heart and finish the count. But all of a sudden, a vision came before his eyes, the vision of his bleeding servant, who was crying, don't beat me, please, master. I didn't know that I should polish the shoes or the boots. And then as this vision came up to him, he saw himself in many such violent situations where for his own false ego he had hurt other people, he had been cruel towards others, and he saw all these scenes coming, and it became clear to him that only due to false ego he was behaving like a wretch. And he understood that, oh my Lord, I've forgotten you, I've become a servant of my false ego, this is not very good. And he took his pistol, it was, how do you say, pulled, the trigger was pulled, and he said, I'm a prisoner of false ego, this is enough of this, I will become a free man now. And he threw the pistol in the forest, it shot there, and he went to the count, the tears in his eyes, we have forgotten our Lord only for momentary sense gratification. We are doing all these foolish things, brother count. And he then he said, alright, please. I will not kill you, or I will not have any do anything against you, but you have to leave this area once and for all. Best is a person like you becomes a monk. At that time the Hare Krishna movement would have been available. He would have sent him to Murari Gopal's and Kanakapcha's Bhakta program, but it was not. So this type of realizations where the super soul speaks to a person who may be very wrong, who may be a great sinner, who may be totally in Maya for many reasons, this is what I want to recommend to you. Yes, the Lord is there on a cosmic level. Yes, he's there on the individual level. But what is important is he is there for you. And you. Srila Prabhupada has very nicely encouraged us to get in contact with the super soul. He once said, Krishna is this in you. As soon as you become serious to come to him, he gives the intelligence, dadami. But if you are in doubt whether Krishna is present or not, then Krishna will not give you intelligence. He does not talk with a nonsense. If you are in doubt that Krishna is present, he will not give you intelligence. He does not talk this authority. A devotee should meditate about how Krishna is present in his life and as a Lord in the heart. And he should not be shy to make a relationship with him. You should meditate. My dear Lord, you are with me since time immemorial. Please be so kind and help me in this difficult situation of my life. There is a very nice meditation about the Lord in the heart, which is in connection with the Maha Mantra. The Hare Krishna Mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. Sometimes you should when you chant, you should think Krishna is there. It is not expensive at all, for free. You haven't got to make a very exalted throne for Krishna. You can imagine that in my heart I have placed now a very diamond throne, and Krishna is sitting. That is accepted. Actually, it becomes. Even within the mind, you think that I have kept one diamond throne, very costly throne, because Krishna is coming.
He will sit down here. That is not false. That is a fact. So you create such situation within your heart. How do you like it? Meditate about Krishna in your heart. Don't be dull. Hari Bol. Understand when you're chanting, the Lord is there. You can even make a diamond throne, or if you like rubies more, or if you prefer the wonderful art of crystal lotus studio, glass crystal lotus studio, as we have seen today, you can make it from this material. It doesn't take an oven even. And then a meditative mood, you can invite the Lord in the heart and make your relationship. A devotee can meditate about Krishna in the heart, that the Lord takes care of his or her needs. Our Bhakta Singh Prabhu, how is his name? Gurdeep Singh Prabhu, he has instructed all of us that I feel Krishna takes care of me. Krishna moves me, and so on. This is a very important realization in your life. When something happens, think, oh, Krishna is in control. He's there in the heart. He's directing all living entities. And it was his arrangement that I met devotees. I remember there was one Swami, Umapati Swami. Have you seen him in our London temple? Not yet. You have seen him. Very old, one of the first devotees. He was in San Francisco and he had heard about devotees who lived in New York. In San Francisco was no temple at that time. He had heard about them from a friend. He always wanted to meet this devotee. I think it was Umapati. No, it can't be Umapati Maharaj. It was another devotee whose name started with U. But I can't remember him. Anyways, he was in San Francisco and he wanted very much to see the devotee. So, he was once walking through the park. And it so happened that it was autumn and a leaf flew on his feet. He wanted to take the leaf off, but it was not possible. It was a leaf of paper, a paper leaf. So finally he reached down, took the leaf off the foot, and he noticed it's an invitation for the Hare Krishna temple in San Francisco. This, I believe, is a very clear sign how Krishna arranged it. Have you made such experience how Krishna helped you? Yeah? I wanted to find more out more about this place, you see. And then you met Nitesh. Krishna sent Nitesh Prabhu. yes, don't we all have such experiences that something happens in our life? I remember there was once a friend of Lord Krishna who had his big moment. He was thinking, this is too much, this rules and regulations. And he took a glass of wine to see TV. So there was one German star, his name was Georg Thomala. Georg Thomala was interviewed, but this friend of Lord Krishna didn't know that Georg Thomala was a secret Hare Krishna devotee. And he was all the time, you know, in this live interview, he was requested not to preach, because he always preached. But finally, exactly 2.5 minutes before 6 o'clock, 6 was the closure of the, he went up and he said, I have now explained many things, but I have not explained the main thing, and I'm really bad.
I read the Bhagavad Gita.
Then he took his thing and I chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And as he was just finishing the mantra, they cut him off because of preaching. And it was time for us for 6 o'clock, the end of the day. So our friend of Lord Krishna, his wine glass was just falling down and breaking on the floor because the Lord made an arrangement to shock him. Oh, I have forgotten to read this thing. There's a very nice verse. It says, but those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. The Lord is there. You are with him. He will take care of you, carry what you lack and preserve what you have. The last point for today is you can establish your relationship so in two ways. We have it. You can think about how Krishna surrounds you, how he's there in your immediate environment. The second step is sometimes he even talks through people. Oh yeah. And you can then meditate how Krishna is as a super soul also present, not as a cosmic form, you know, that the water is rains and so on, but he is present as a super soul. The last way to make your relationship, and this is what I want to specially recommend to all of us here, is the transcendental deity. Krishna is actually adokshaya. He is beyond our vision. Aksha means eyes and Ja means born. Adokshaya means he is not born in the eyes. We can't see him with these eyes. But in his great mercy, Lord Krishna comes in the form of the transcendental deities before us and is ready to be seen by us, to be decorated by us, to accept even our homegrown food. Huh? Wonderful. To accept the garland, to accept the chandeliers of the Crystal Lotus Studio, and the gates and everything. He's a very, very special for, this is very special, and he waits for us. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked if he can see Krishna. And Prabhupada pointed towards the day, towards the picture, and said, "This is how Krishna looks like. And if you see him, you will see that he looks totally different." In other words, our seeing of the deity, our seeing of the picture, at this moment, is still a little bit clouded. We have colored vision. We have our glasses on, colored glasses, and don't see so well. But if we see him, we will see that he looks so ecstatic and so wonderful. Sometimes I think you experience this when you have a special wonderful darshan. The day he starts to laugh, for instance, or to smile, or to look very distant because you have successfully been a rascal for the whole week and he is a little withdrawn and a little reserved and so on and so forth. He relates and answers to us in many ways. Ultimately, you need certain eyes to see Krishna. Who knows what eyes you need to see Krishna? Shastra Shakshu. eyes smeared with love. Premanja Janacharita Bhakti Vilochane. Yes. If you see, if you have eyes smeared with love, how wonderful is that? love for Krishna, if you see with bhakti, you can see the Lord. Prabhupada once, and this is my last quotation for today, he said, in our bhakti yoga, we can teach this art of seeing Krishna within the core of the heart in 1 minute. Very good. It is so simple. Krishna can be seen with the love ointment. You need the love ointment. Then you can see it. Giri, what do you think? Very encouraging, isn't it? Hope for you. Yes. Yes, hope for our Bhakta Kirit. So this is the three. I wanted to start the seminar by showing you, you have to want to reach Krishna, make your relationship with him. You can't be a passive, let me say, passive devotee. But let us not forget our way of trying to make a relationship to Krishna is to please him and to request him to kindly reveal himself to us. Then there were two other ways, meditations. First of all, think about the Lord, how he is arranging your life, how he is in your immediate environment. Don't throw him out of the cosmos. Think of him as a universal form. Second, think of him as a super soul who is guiding everyone, including yourself, and who maintains you. And third of all, and most probably easiest, is think of him in the form of the deity and make your relationship with the deity. This is like someone who says, who comes for 15 years every day to Mangal Arati, whatever he says will be the truth. This is what Prabhupada said, because the deity will empower him. You can start to believe it. It's an interesting statement, isn't it? I do not know why it is in here. But I said it like this. Practice like when you come to the deities in the Bhaktivedanta Mena, bring some apples along, maybe a glass of honey. Some of our Pandava Sena devotees are earning millions of English pounds each week. So that you can easily buy a rose flower for Lord Krishna. Bring something, don't come empty handed. Just when you see like a beloved person, you bring, oh, I made this fruit salad for you, please take it. And so on. Yes.
But,
what is your name?
Dhruvaraj.
Yes. Very difficult. Please speak.
When we establish a relationship with Krishna through the deity, how does it, how do you relate to, I just think, because it came up in our discussion that
yes.
I feel I have a relationship with Bhagavan Nishwara.
Yes.
But when I come here, I mean, I feel attracted to the Radha Govinda there as well. They're very beautiful, very attractive, but I don't have the same relationship with them. But they're Radha Krishna and Radha Nishwara are Radha Krishna. Now, how is my relationship with Radha Krishna different with my relationship with Radha Nishwara?
It's very, very good that you have the relationship with your deities. This is called Ishta Devata. Ultimately, in our spiritual lives, we want to fix on one Ishta Devata, one form of the Lord who is always there in our heart. It's very important and very good. And if it is Radha Lord and Ishvara, For you, I'm a Radha Madan Mohan Bhakta. I think they are the most. If I now would. I better don't start. I'm in foreign territory. You better not understand. So we all need the Ishta Devata. But you need to also understand that the deities are much more than you can presently see. I must tell you confidentially, I was growing up under the care of Radha London Ishvara. I joined in London, actually, in the very place temple. And I remember every morning after Mangal Arati, the curtains were open for some time, and we chanted our rounds before Radha London Ishvara. I never forget it. But still, Radha Madan Mohan have certain attractive features. So it's very good. But finally, you will see your Ishta Devata when you're everywhere. They are also there in. You will see them everywhere. Because you think so much of them. But Krishna is for you, yes, Radha Bandhu Ishvara. You will grow in appreciation. Very good. We want to encourage you on this. It's very nice. But don't make the make it like, oh, Radha Govinda, you are not somehow. Your dress, you know, the sound there is not exactly, you know. Let us be respectful. Mm-hmm. And, any other question? Sometimes devotees ask to worship Gonitai, how to establish more of a relationship to Gonitai. The answer is, you need to hear about them. For instance, if you are Radha London Ishvara Bhakta, hear about everyone who can say something about them to establish your relationship. If you have Gonitai deities, read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Other questions? What is the relationship between the super soul and the spiritual master? The super soul has sent us the spiritual master out of his great mercy. He is sometimes seen as the external manifestation of this super soul. A very good example is the example of a child who maybe watching from the window into the outside world. The mother is there and says, my dear child, come and eat your whatever lunch. But the child is looking so much down the road and does not hear the mother. So what will the mother do? They'll go outside of the door. Come from outside and say, child. And the child goes like, thank you, and goes so in the same way we don't always hear the super soul, isn't it? Because sometimes we think that what is the mind now, or what is the main character in the last TV program, the voice, or what was it, what I heard. So then this spiritual master is there who from the outside has spiritual instructions, and his instructions don't have the same voice as the day of the super soul. He's different, but it has the same instructions. Therefore it's very important to have an external manifestation of the Lord who's his dear devotee who serves in this function. Hare Krishna, I have looked at the wristwatch. We have come to the end of our little seminar. I do hope that I can reach all of you. Please, my dear devotees, from think about these points in your own time. Think about how you can make your relationship to Krishna very active. It's something very personal. A seminar can... please let us not be like all these New Age people who go to a seminar, you know, and expect a nice entertainment.